We don't know who paid for Tara to be made. It could have been the ruler of any one of the several kingdoms that squabbled and fought over territory in Sri Lanka around 800 AD. Whoever it was clearly wanted her help on the path to salvation. But in Sri Lanka, as anywhere else, gifts to religious institutions were also an important part of political strategies of rulers, a means of asserting their privileged links to the divine. One of the things that I find fascinating about this sculpture is that at the time it was made, Tara was a relatively recent convert to Buddhism. She had originally been a Hindu mother goddess and was only later adopted by Buddhists. A typical but particularly beautiful example of the constant dialogue and exchange between Buddhism and Hinduism that went on for centuries and which can be seen today in statues and buildings all over Southeast Asia. Tara shows that Buddhism and Hinduism are not tightly defined codes of belief, but ways of being and acting that can, in different contexts, absorb aspects of other faiths. Tara is, in modern parlance, a strikingly inclusive image, made for a Buddhist Sinhala-speaking court in Sri Lanka, but stylistically part of the wider world that embraced the Tamil-speaking Hindu courts of southern India. Indeed, Sri Lanka was shared, then as now, between Sinhala and Tamil, Hindu and Buddhist, and there were close links and many exchanges through diplomacy, marriage, and, frequently, war.